7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay, let's do this. Hello, it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Tobe Show. My name is Tobe. And once again, I'm outdoors today. Although, it might be a little bit warm. I don't think we're going to be out here very long, but we got to go outside when we can. And today is definitely can. So I'm down here at the creek watching butterflies. I've seen a couple butterflies so far. My shoes are falling apart so bad that when I was driving over here, I could feel the air conditioner blowing up into my shoe. And that was an unusual feeling. I almost have no soul left on this. Why am I even wearing this? It would be smarter to go barefoot. Okay. Under the canopy we go. Hey. Here's some dirt that has been moved. There's a dig. And I can't tell, but you gotta wonder if this is a fox dig. Maybe I need to get the camera out of my pocket. And get ready in case I see a foxy dude over here. I'm looking for stuff. I'm under the canopy having a fun time at the creek. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Okay, so not immediately seeing any of the foxy dudes as I stand up here, but yeah, there's loose dirt and very unusual. Okay, let's start looking for a web stick. I can hear golfers. There's more digging. I can hear golfers on the golf course doing their golfy business. I'm hoping. Here's a stick. I'm hoping that we've had some golfers lose some exotic golf balls. What day is today? Is today Monday? I don't know what day it is. Was yesterday Sunday? Yesterday, I think this was yesterday. Yesterday when I was leaving here and driving back to my house, I went past the golf course and there was a lot of people. A lot of people waiting to tee off. Teams in color-coordinated t-shirts. And people just waiting. Parking lot full. So there might have been an event yesterday. I didn't see any awnings or tents set up. Okay, here we go. But something went down. And a lot of people were golfing. And so I'm hoping a lot of people have... Damn it, lost golf balls. But the water level is high again. I hear a squirrel chewing on a walnut. There goes a butterfly. Hi, Mr. Butterfly. That's four butterflies for me today. And I hear chompy, chompy, chomp. Right, so... Somebody's been down here looking for golf balls, too. There's footprints. The water level seems like it's even higher than it was. Why is the water level higher? Did it rain more? When did it rain? Some of the golf balls that were here yesterday are now gone. I don't see the red thing in the water anymore. So if that was a golf ball, somebody found it. somebody found the white golf balls that were up there. So yeah. Yeah. Sunday night Charlie was down here. I think Sunday night Charlie is the name I'm going to give the person with whom I'm in competition for golf balls. It's not that I really want golf balls. I just want the sexy ones. I want the exotic colored ones. I want the ones that look like candy. Because I like candy. And so now, I will give you a report on all the candy that I ate last night. Let's see, what did I have? I only had like 3 of my muskmelon candy left, so I didn't eat any of those. I'm out of lychee candy, so I didn't eat any of those. I ate poochows, and I had melon and strawberry. Yeah, and then I had grape high chew. Oh, and I had 2 of my sour guava candies. Mm, yum, yum, yum. It was good candy night. And I also ate graham crackers. I had yummy graham crackers. And I drank yummy tea. Okay, here's a weird bug flying around. Hey, weird bug. And I also did a cool thing with my synth. You won't think it's cool. But you'll appreciate the fact that I'm overly enthusiastic about it. Hey, is that one of those dudes? Is that... Where'd he go? Where'd he go? Damn it! Where are you, homie? Oh, I lost him. I saw one of these guys the other day in my backyard. There's these weird bugs around here. In my neighborhood. And where my parents live. There are these little tiny, tiny moths. The smallest moth you can imagine. It looks like a piece of fuzz. And when you see it in the wild, you think that it's just a piece of like cottonwood cotton or milkweed cotton just floating through the air. Because that's what it looks like. This is a moth that's so small and it's so fuzzy. It's so fluffy and furry that it just looks like a tiny, tiny piece of fluff. How tiny of a piece of fluff? Well, for my American listeners, I would say we're talking about 1/8 of an inch in diameter. Okay? That's not its body. I mean, full wingspan and everything. I just walked through a web. I have web legs now. So we're talking about a very small bug. 3 millimeters. 3 millimeter wingspan. Tiny, tiny dude. Is that an orange golf ball down there in the water? Maybe. What's that over there? Tennis ball. We get a lot of sports balls down here in this creek. Where's the baseball? The baseball's gone. Whoever was down here last night has taken the baseball with them. Didn't I throw it right over there? Right, so we get golf balls, tennis balls, baseballs, ball pit balls. And did I see a toy soccer ball down here? Was that at the secret mushroom grounds? I think that was at the secret mushroom grounds. Why am I going this way? I'm walking upstream. Let's walk downstream. Hey, is this one? No, too fast. So these tiny little moths that you can barely see, if you can actually get one to land on you, and you can hold it up to your eye or a magnifying glass. Yeah, this is a tiny little white moth. It's got little antennas and little cute little eyes. It's the cutest damn moth you've ever seen. And I saw one yesterday. Look for them. Tiny moth buddies. And then, what am I hearing? Huh. But then I had a dream about a praying mantis. And so, why are we not out looking for praying mantises today? Yeah, we could. That could be something to do soon. And, it's actually, it's a little bit actually, what the hell? Okay, hold on. Move, squirrel. Okay, just a squirrel. Oh, up there about 30 meters or something was hopping across the creek. It was a little squirrel. It's a little bit warmer out here than I thought. And I think this means that I'm going to climb out of here. What is that sound? Huh. Oh, all right. Yeah, it's a little too warm. Oh. Yowda. Okay, now I gotta climb out of here. This is not gonna be fun. All right, so anyway, the thing that's really bugging me about all of this is, why is the creek so high? Why has the water level been so high the last, 3 days now? Yeah, I can understand if it rains, but it hasn't rained in 2 days. Why is it still high? How can it still be, how can the neighborhood still be draining off? It doesn't make any sense. I think I might take the long way home just to drive around here in the immediate watershed just to see if, I don't know, maybe there's a broken water main somewhere or something. I don't know. And then, when we get home, I'll show you my new synth thing. Again, nothing too amazing, but this is a discovery that could lead to amazing, amazing things. So, that being said, I'm crossing the street to my car. And here we are. Let me grab the MP3 player here, plug it in, and hit random play for some music on the drive home.
For the Emperor.
That wouldn't be me. Oh, wait. Yes, it would be. Okay, that was Uami with Slavhammer 40K, subtitled Squat for the Emperor. And, yeah, I thought that was absolutely both hilarious and unnecessary. I mean, what do you get when you combine Gopnik culture with Warhammer? Well, that's what you get. But what do I get? I get a cat in my face. Say hi. I have Pippa right here on me because I'm trying to sit down here by the synthesizer. And as soon as I took the cover off, as soon as I took the banky off, oh my God, we had to come over here. I know these cables, oh, they smell so good, but you cannot eat any of them. This is not kitty spaghetti for you. This is not kitty spaghetti for anybody. No, it's not. You're so fluffy. Now, do you want to get out of my face so I can do some stuff? So, the first thing we're going to do here is we're going to test the little hypothesis, the little theory. Regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee will remember a couple days ago I mentioned, you know what we should try to do? We should try to use my little mixer to do stuff. And so that's what we're doing. I've grabbed my little mixer here, and I've got it here in front of me, but the cat's blocking. Do you want to move your kitty ass? There's just so much fluff in the way. Oh, you're just going to be a loaf now? Okay, the cat is now cat loafing half on the mixer. Yeah, hi. Hi. Do you think I'm not paying any attention to you? I'm paying attention to you. Hello, you're the bingins. Okay. So I'm trying to plug this stuff in, but the cat's in the way. What we're trying to do here, let's add some background ambiance. Nice. Dude, hoot. What are we doing? Right, little mixer. So I've got this old mixer, an old realistic mixer, and I'm not describing it as being non-fake. I mean, it's realistic. I'm turning that off. That's the brand. It is from Radio Shack. I remember when I bought this. Oh my God, I was so happy. I have a mixer. It's the cheapest, smallest mixer you can ever actually buy. It's just four faders. There's no master or anything. It's just, this is what you get. What are you doing? Don't think about it. You're thinking about eating kitty spaghetti. You cannot think about that. You are a bad baby. Yeah. What are you... Now my cat's walking backwards, trying to walk through the... Where are you going? Okay. The cat has moved 60 centimeters away. I finally have some breathing room. All right. So what we have is this mixer. And what I was thinking was, can't we use this for other things? We don't have to use this for audio necessarily. We could use this for control voltages. We could use this for gates. We could use this for triggers. We could probably do all kinds of weird stuff with it, like mixing LFOs. Yes, mixing LFOs. Oh, Tobe, you must be some kind of genius. Yeah, maybe I am. I doubt it, though. Okay, we got synth over here. Florian's running, but... Let's get some high and low frequency action going, because originally, I was going to plug this into Florian's filter cutoff. Why is he running? Why is... Oh, because the button got pushed. Cats. I was going to plug this into the cutoff of the filter, but it might be more obvious if we plug it into the oscillator. So that's what I've done. Now, basically, what I have going on here is I have two LFOs, two very distinctly different LFOs, very different speeds. One is fast, one is slow. And I've got them plugged into the little mixer here, into channels 1 and 3, Those are both the left channels, because this is potentially stereo. That's the one feature that this mixer has. You can switch it from stereo to mono. I have it on mono right now, and I have the output of the mixer, the left output of the mixer, going into the VCO of Florian. So now we just need to, since I need two hands here, I'm going to put the microphone on this conveniently located box. Going to turn on the mixer, click, and we're going to sound Florian. This is what Florian sounds like normally. All right, and now I'm going to slowly start bringing up the fader on the mixer. Channel 1. This is the slow LFO. Here we go. Whoa. There it is. Okay, that is at about 20%, and we're already hearing it. And I realize it sounds weird. You're hearing flat, and then it dips. And then it's flat, and then it goes up. Then it's flat. There's a bunch of technical reasons for this. I don't want to go into them, but one, bipolar LFOs. Mixer, no, not bipolar. The oscillator input, I don't know if this is a bipolar input or not. I think it might just be 5 volts. Doesn't matter. Let's keep going. Let's take this son of a bitch up to 50%. There's 50%. Let's take it up to 75. Oh boy. Oh, it's wacky now. It's gone crazy. Let's take it up to 100%. Whoa. Oh, we got the wackiness now. Okay, that's really fun, but I'm really curious. What would it sound like if we just plugged that same LFO into the oscillator without the mixer in between? What does that sound like? Okay, that's what the oscillator sounds like with the LFO straight into it. Now, the LFO went through the mixer. Oh, wait. What did I do? Did I plug in the wrong thing? What am I doing? No, wait, where? Yes, I did. Where is the, there it is. Okay, found the cord. Here we go. 100%. Wow, you hear that little wheel in there? That's the fast LFO bleeding. Okay, now let's go to channel 3 and see what we get. There it is, 20%. This is the fast LFO in the mixer. Let's take it up to 50%. 50%, 75%. Oh, there we go, 75%. Let's max it out. Okay, yeah, that's pretty damn weird, and that's completely different than what the LFO would sound like going straight into it. Let's try that. Let's see what we get. I already know what's going to happen. But you need to hear it. Okay. That's the oscillator with the LFO going directly into it. This is the oscillator through the mixer. But now we need to do the big test. The big test is what happens if we put them together.
Can we mix LFOs together? Well, here's our oscillator. Add some bass. Let's add the first LFO. Okay, that's at 50%. And now I'm going to bring in the fast LFO. That's very obviously mixed LFO. Let's take it up a little hotter. That's 50% on both LFOs. Okay, now I got the slow LFO up to about 90% and the short at 50%. I'm gonna start pushing up this fast one. Okay, that's 100% for both. Let's turn on the bit collider. And we can take them both back down to zero. So what does it all mean? Well, what this all means is that we have a rousing success, very obviously. And we need to celebrate with some runaway oscillator. Everything's so droney around here. Okay, so yes, we have learned that we can mix LFOs through the little mixer, and it does something weird to them, which is going to make it even more fun to do weird stuff with, which we will do here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and it's time for me to find some food, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.